Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 716. All the syllables are in there. Power Rangers Samurai, episode 16, Team Spirit.
It aired May 21st, be with you. 2011, written by Billy Rubin and James W. Bates, directed by Jonathan Brock. One of these days we're going to learn how you actually say that name.
I don't think we do.
Because in my head, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I literally, at this point in my life, could not try to say it regular anymore. I don't know what, I also don't know what regular would be, because in my head, just that's how you say Brock. That's it. That's what that word is. Anyway, Team Spirit, you sound a little sleepy.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm just mad.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know.
Just normal stuff.
Yeah, just normal everyday stuff.
I forgot to make coffee, so when we go on the break, I'm going to make it, but I can't, like, I don't drink hot coffee, so I'm just going to put it in the fridge, and later I'll have a iced coffee, but for now, I just got a tall boy of Arnie Palmy.
I do have water. I don't know if I said it on air, but I'm trying to drink water while we're recording, because the only time I actually drink regular water is when I'm at work.
Right, and this is, like, work.
And on my days off, I just, like... drown myself in Mountain Dew usually.
Right.
Which probably isn't good. So I'm like, I'm gonna drink some water while recording. But I have really had to talk myself into it today.
I also have water. I'm a known beverage girly, so I got several drinks around me. None of them are coffee though, unfortunately. I do also, Josh, this is the first episode we recorded since I have edited. It's not done, but it will be today. Episode 7-11.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, I have to report that they did not get back to us.
No.
So.
Shame. It's a shame that they made us do it to them, you know?
Yep. So we had to do it to them. That just pretty much entailed you saying they're no different from a Cumbies. in a very dismissive tone.
Got them.
Also, we say, and now a word from our sponsors. And I was hoping, I was like, maybe we can try to get somebody else. And I was, like, looking around. I wanted to get, like, Arizona because I drink a lot of Arnold Palmer. So do you, or in the past anyway.
I do. I have two jugs of it in the fridge right now. All right,
good. Yeah. So we're kind of, you know, so we like the Arizona iced tea family product. So I was like, yeah, maybe. Could not find a place to email them. Couldn't find it.
No.
I think there was one that was, like, press@drinkarizona.com. And I was like, I'm kind of press, but I don't know if that's what I'm looking for. And also, this was, like, Monday. And I was like, I have to edit. I have to get to editing. So I can't do that.
Like, so, all they would have to do is send us a paragraph to read.
Send us a paragraph to read and,
it
like,
can't be that they
the
have
smallest amount of money they've ever given somebody.
Yeah, a paragraph to read and $750 each.
$711 even, if they want to go lower for the bit. We'll take a price cut for the bit.
Yeah.
That's how dedicated we are to the craft.
But no, 7-Eleven, Arnold Palmer couldn't do it.
Nope, nobody did it. So
couldn't hack it.
Anyway, we're still looking for sponsorship opportunities still available, and that's the kind of quality episode you'll get if you sponsor us. And that's what we just thought we could have a sponsor. If we actually had one, imagine how good it would be.
It would be great.
It'd be so good. It'd blow your socks off.
It's Kids Cuisine sales would go through the roof.
KC, give us a call. Any kind of mattress. Give us a call.
I need a new mattress. Bad. So, yeah, any kind of mattress.
And that one will work for mattress. will be so cheap.
I don't even need the cash. Just give me the mattress and the copy.
Yeah, and we'll handle it. It is two mattresses, but still, you got two mattresses you're not moving currently. Anybody, no matter who I'm talking to.
Any mattress store in existence.
So just like.
Because like one person a month goes to the store to buy a mattress, I think.
When I moved to Texas, I got my first ever queen size mattress because I was like, I'm going to get one. I'm a big boy now. I want a big bed. And I was like, I went to Mattress Firm because I was like, where else do you get mattresses? I've never bought one in my adult life or my whole life. I was not too much. I was 23, I think, when we moved to Texas. Oof. But so I went there and I was like, I would like to buy a mattress. And they were like, all right, it's this expensive. And I went, that's really expensive for a mattress and a box spring set. And they said, well, that's just for the mattress. And I was like, that's way too much. And they said, okay, well, we'll throw in the box spring. So the overhead is like, they will literally, you can talk down any mattress because like the amount to make a mattress and the amount they sell them for is so astronomically different that like, you can just, you can get away with anything, basically.
Yeah, I don't know how many people listening have been to a mattress firm or any other mattress like outlet. There's never anybody else there. If you go to the mattress store, it's just you and the employees.
There's never a line. Yeah.
And they are watching you.
Right. Because they got to sell a mattress. You might be the only person they see this month.
That's why the overhead is so high, because they make one sale every 6 weeks.
Yeah. That's how they. And also, it's very possible that it's just a front for. It's like a money laundering scheme. Yeah. Which, like, if that's how you're doing it, fine. Like, I don't care. I'm not here to rat on you. I'm here to get some of that money laundered through me.
I just want a comfy bed. I'll clean your money. there's one closing here, and they have so many signs, like those little like lawn signs. You just like stick them in the ground, and they're like, I don't know, 10 by 8 inches, and it's just like closing
a printer paper,
90% off, and they are everywhere down the road leading to this mattress store.
Well, maybe now's the time for you to get one. Unless,
I might pop in.
Unless somebody wants to sponsor.
But here's the other problem. If I go and I buy a new mattress.
Yeah.
What do I do with the old mattress?
Oh, so what you do with the old mat? That's tricky because you don't live near a dumpster.
No, there is a dumpster that we use for our trash, but that is at her mom's office, and we have permission. So.
Right. You probably couldn't put a whole
A mattress. Like, when I moved out, and this is jokes, this isn't real, but when we moved away from Texas and we were leaving Austin Park, we threw all of our furniture in the dumpster. It says no furniture in the dumpster. We had like a couch and a bed frame in there.
This is also jokes. When I moved away from where I used to live in Texas, when I moved back up here, which you also used to live in the same place, so you know the dumpster setup. It's a similar situation where it's like, hey, don't throw giant stuff here. We put my mattress and box spring on top of my, and this is jokes, we didn't really do this, this is jokes. We put my, if we, for the joke purposes, we put the mattress and the box spring on top of my little brother's car, drove it down to the dumpster and pushed it into the dumpster. And like, if you can believe it, dumpsters are one queen size mattress big.
That would be so funny if that was real.
It would be so funny
just,
if that was
just
real.
Just imagine how funny it would have been if me and Latasha were taking our bed frame piece by piece under cover of darkness at midnight the night before
slowly
we leave Texas.
Tossing it in.
It was literally like we're dumping this in the trash and driving away. Like, we are leaving the state now. So
that's literally the last thing we did in this joke world that we are presenting to you.
What a funny sitcom situation.
Yeah, we're like, all right, well, we're leaving now. Like, we're going to go away from Texas forever. We're not moving back. So the last thing we did was put my bed on the roof of his car, drove it to the and pushed it in, and it fit like a glove.
And you back out of the parking lot and leave Texas.
And drove away. See you later, West Loop. Anyway, so if you gave us a mattress, then you could be part of this funny sitcom world too. Mattress companies, or really anybody. Look, we need MIDI. mostly at this point, I want to sell out just to see what it's like.
There's a bunch of other than how do I dispose of a mattress? How do I also dispose of old office chairs? Because I have two of them in the basement, and it's about to be three because this one's on its way out.
I mean, office chairs, I feel like are at least a little more.
I feel like if I could disassemble them, maybe. I don't.
Yeah, just piecemeal them.
I could just put them in a trash bag and throw them in the dumpster, and no one would ever know.
Right. So, like, the trash doesn't come to your house. Like, there's no one's driving by your house to pick up trash.
There is trash that comes like around here, but they don't stop here because we don't pay them.
Right. Because normally, what you would do is you would call ahead and be like, "Hey, I got a big one," and they'd be like, "All right, we'll be ready."
Be ready for the big one. Thank you
for the big one.
And
the big one is there. A mattress.
We're bringing the same truck and people. But thank you for the warning.
But now we know, so we won't be mad when we get there. Which is like, honestly, I worked retail. Sometimes a little heads up is all you need to mitigate it. But I do not know. Maybe you could just put it out. So under cover of darkness in the new joke world, you drive it to the cow field. And then you just put it in the middle of the field with the cat. And now the cows have a bed.
Now cows can lay down.
Now the cows can have a nice bed to lay on. Anyway, if you're new here, we were not sponsored by 7-Eleven, unfortunately. No. I know we were all on tenterhooks, but it just didn't work. 7-Eleven, we are not, the door's not shut. We are open to more sponsorship opportunities.
Any episode could be 7-Eleven if the price is right.
Any single one. But what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got YouTube or the DVDs or Tubi, which I shouldn't be saying because they also aren't paying us, but at this point, no one is, so whatever.
Well, it's not true. Regular people are.
Regular, yeah, like wonderful regular humans are paying us. Normal human alive people. Not soulless companies that refuse to email me back. Do you want to go watch Team Spirit?
Yeah.
All right. Let's samurai, guys.
Jake.
Josh.
And we're back, and we just watched 5 toy commercials for Power Rangers Reignition.
We just watched Power Rangers Samurai in between commercials for Power Rangers Ignition toy Reignition toys, and they all looked cheap and poorly made.
They looked cheap and poorly made, and they did make me want to go investigate a little bit, so I went on to Netflix, which is where it says to go. HeyDiggerNurse.com, etc., etc. We'll get there. And if you go to Netflix and just type in Power Rangers, there is no regular Power Rangers anymore. It's just Power Rangers Reignition. Psych, that's just the branding on Power Rangers. You can still watch the first 3 seasons. Again, no Alien Rangers, so they turn into kids, and then Power Rangers ends. Which is hilarious and banana. The last episode is Rangers in Reverse.
Yeah.
Master Battle turns back time to gain control of Earth and turn the Rangers into helpless children, and then he wins.
He wins. It. The Power Rangers lose because bad guys won. Just like in real life.
You go, oh no, bad guys won. Just like in real life, Power Rangers, what do I do next? You click to see what the next season is, and it's just Reignition, which is just, I'm not watching any of these, but they're like just scaled up, which like, doesn't even look better because they were filmed on film, so they look better than you. Like, you just need to like re-upload them at a higher bit rate instead of trying to, you know, yeah, whatever digital copies you have, and they would look better because film looks better than digital, and that's just sort of a fact, especially from back then. But they don't even have the titles. The episodes aren't even titled. So do you want to watch Day of the Dumpster? Tough. You got to watch episode 1. That's it.
It's
Pudgy Pig.
It is...
Nope.
Zero effort. Like, they put the episodes into like an automatic upscaler, and it upscaled them and spit them out in order as episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, well, whatever, all the way through 40.
Yeah,
and that's just, and then 60. they just 60. That's right. For the first season, it was 60.
Yeah,
and then they just put them up, and now they are pumping out cheesy, crappy toys, and just trying to make $1 million off of a show from 1993.
Yeah, which is insane. Because, like, the show's also there already.
And the show is already there.
Like, the show's still there and still, yeah, exists and is real and you can still put on and watch. And, like, looks fine.
Yeah.
Like, even on Netflix. I don't know. This is the wildest cash grab because, like, you're running out of – there's no cash left to grab. You've grabbed it all.
Yeah.
These toys are at least explicitly marketed towards children and not – us, yeah, who watched Power Rangers when we were a kid.
They are definitely, but like it's the flip head Power Rangers,
yeah, which they've reproduced at least 2 other times,
except these ones look like the dollar store knockoffs that they took and painted to look official. Like, they
right.
look so cheap. I cannot stress enough how cheap these flip head action figures
the
look.
The wide shot on the flip heads shows all 6 of them, and Trini is a color yellow, but not the yellow that the yellow ranger is supposed to be. It's, yeah, like a orangey kind of, and it's like, did you run out of the good yellow paint? What happened?
Yeah, and the zords don't look that bad. They are not like the legacy zord, right? They're not super detailed,
right,
or whatever, but they're just cheap little zords. They go together. I don't know how well they actually go
you
together
have to buy
in real
them
life.
Separately though, which is nuts.
Do you have to buy them separately? But it looks fine. If I was going to get any of the toys as a kid, I would want that one.
Yeah.
I think. The other one is just like some Halloween masks.
it's Halloween masks and morphers and blasters.
Yeah.
And then they just ran through everyone but the flip heads twice.
I got the flip heads twice.
Oh, did you?
I don't remember what the other one was. I think it was the...
I got Zords twice and Masks twice.
I think it was the Masks, yeah.
It's so dumb. So, like, even me, staunch defender of the reasoning behind why they are doing this, like, come on, y'all. Like, I get it. I also looked today, because I was on Wikipedia trying to see if there was something about Reignition that I could just read, and instead of, like, going to do my own research, just trust Wikipedia to do it. And I just saw from the 1993 numbers, did you know that 45% of children were watching Power Rangers? Almost half of the kids who had TVs were watching Power Rangers in 1993.
I would bet that is probably more, actually. But yeah. I mean, just like the way that they have to measure ratings,
right,
worked out to 45%. But I bet it was more. Just judging by the kids I went to school with at the time Power Rangers was on TV.
Yeah.
I think it's probably higher than that. If I'm being real with you,
it's like 45 seems a little conservative. Like, it seems like a little bit of a conservative estimate. But like, even if it is, that's insane. That's Super Bowl numbers.
Yeah,
and you're trying to get that again
you can't do that again after it's been here for 32 years.
No, like this would be like if in 1993 they were like, you know, it was super popular 30 years ago. Flintstones. Let's put Flintstones back on the air and re-air every Flintstones and try to get Flintstones money back. But here's the thing, Flintstones didn't put up Power Rangers numbers.
No, here's the thing, in the 90s they kind of did that, but they made it Flintstones kids, and they made it a new thing.
We used to have the guts and the courage to just say these are kids versions of an old thing, you can watch them different now.
Yeah.
Here's a pup named Scooby-Doo. It's fine. Look at how big Velma's glasses are. They're huge.
She has the same pair of glasses now as when
she grew into them, finally. But like, they don't even, they're just like, here it is again. They're not even trying to do anything new with it.
It's like,
so
they're not even trying
frustrating.
To. Yeah, I can't go down this rabbit hole. We gotta just walk away from it. Like, I keep saying I'm sick of remakes and stuff in the video game world, but it's everywhere.
Right.
Because like, and it might just be my perspective, and I'm not saying nothing in the world is new. That would be a ridiculous take.
Right.
That would be stupid for me to say.
But
from my perspective, these companies are just trying to sell me the stuff I already like over and over and over and over again.
Exactly.
And I just feel like they, like, what? Okay, we had Power Rangers, right? Huge craze.
Right.
45 to 75% of kids.
Up to 75% of all children alive.
Are watching Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And then it peaks and starts to come down. And Pokemon shoots up.
Right.
In like 1998, right?
Yeah.
But there's no big thing like that for kids now.
No, it's still Pokemon. And they're trying to make it Power Rangers again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I wish kids had their own stuff and they weren't just being sold the stuff I liked as a kid again.
Right. And also it's like kids don't have their own stuff. They're getting rid of all the places for kids to watch stuff or do anything.
Do anything.
Like, there's no websites for kids anymore, which is a bummer. like except for, I guess, Neopets. But everybody I know that's on Neopets is a full ass 30-year-old. So like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, CartoonNetwork.com is gone. Like, it's just gone now, from what I understand. I haven't been there. But, like, there's nothing for kids to, like, enjoy on their own.
I mean, I'm just going to go to Nickelodeon.com right now.
Yeah, that website probably still. Last time I was on there was when, I think, Dino Charge was airing.
Very orange. Okay, it's loading. It's okay. We got some stuff on here.
We do. Your camera's getting a little choppy.
It's all right. It'll be done loading in a minute.
It's the bandwidth is
But it's just like, it's like, watch episodes of your favorite Nickelodeon shows.
Right. Can you do anything else?
Oh, there is some Nickelodeon games. It's all SpongeBob.
Sure.
Some Nick Jr. games. It's Paw Patrol and some Peppa Pig.
Right.
Very SpongeBob heavy, this homepage here. So there are some games, but like, they're way down. They're like the third or fourth segment of the page down.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I try not to wax poetic about like how we had such a great childhood, but I just feel like the world then wanted us to, and the world now does not want kids to have a good childhood.
It feels weird. There's also this thing that, like, when we were kids, like, the reason, like, every other television show had like a moral or a message or like there were like lessons or, you know, environmental stuff or whatever, is because like it was legally required to do that. Like if you had a children's television show, you had to at least be a little informative and educational. And then now that we're old, we're like, hey, I remember all that stuff.
Yeah, we it worked, right?
It worked on us. Like, you cannot find anyone between the ages, I'm just going to conservatively estimate, 30 and 40 years old that doesn't diligently snip the plastic rings that soda and stuff comes in. You will not find anyone in our age bracket who does not absolutely destroy those just so they don't catch turtles or whatever.
Yeah.
Do kids even know?
I don't know.
Do they know to cut them so they don't choke turtles to death? Like, do they know that? I don't know. I also don't want to wax poetic.
Those are the problems.
Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the website. There's no games for kids there either, but that's because we're just two guys. And really, on the website side, we're just one guy because I don't do anything
just
over there.
Just one tired guy who doesn't want to. You're lucky you've got on there what you've got.
You can go there, listen to old episodes up through SPD currently. We're on Twitter a little bit at Morphin Grid. We're on Blue Sky, morphingrid.biscuit.social. You can email us at ladies.morphingrid@gmail.com. I did this out of order, so now I'm all screwed up. We're also on Snapple Podcasts, Google Play, Pod F, Pod A, Pod B, and Pod
Spirit.
Spirit.
We must have done Pod Spirit.
There's
before.
No way we haven't. I don't think there's any single word that we haven't attached to Pod at this point to make a joke. We're on Pod Reignition. These are upscaled.
These got the podcasts. That upscaled HD audio.
This is that HD crisp surround sound audio.
Yeah. Where like,
here's the thing, most podcasts are in mono. It doesn't matter.
For somehow I don't know what this sounds like, but the audio has that Vaseline smooth filter.
It sounds slick.
It's like when you're scrolling through YouTube Shorts and one of the Undertaker talking on a podcast, heavy air quotes because like, it's a video. Pops up and he's old and his face is saggy and wrinkly, but the wrinkles are smooth out, but it's still sagging.
And it's like, what do we do? Apparently also YouTube is like adding a filter to shorts that make them look like bad AI.
They just look bad, yeah.
So that you are used to looking at bad AI, which is so sinister that it makes me like incandescent with rage.
Jake, part of the reason I'm mad today is because I don't think I'm going to see anything get better before I die.
Josh, I have to believe that we will.
I hope the kids can fix it.
They like,
but they're depressed and stuck in their rooms because they have nowhere to go and nothing to do. Because
they have nowhere to go, and then they're all so worried about being perceived because every single thing has a camera on it. Like, they can't go. If they use their toaster oven too late, it'll email their mom. You gotta let kids just run wild a little bit, and then we don't do that, and it's, I don't know, unfortunate. And you can leave us a rating review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you support the show. We really appreciate it. For $5, you can get access to the Discord. I don't want you to be there if you're a kid. We have some people who are younger on there to varying degrees of success, because I think Patreon, you got to be at least like 15 or 16. I don't remember what the, anyway. But so if you're a kid, just be cool, right? But anyway, that's patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. You can also, for business inquiries, you can email heyjakeandjosh@gmail.com.
Yeah, for bookings. Look, I know 7-Eleven Japan has taken over all of 7-Eleven, right? We came to that realization, and they're going to be opening a bunch. If you want to fly us out to a 7-Eleven opening.
Oh, I would love to cut the ribbon at the first 7-Eleven in Kentucky. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Let's crack it open together.
Yeah, we'll each hold one handle.
Yeah, and we cut it, and then we go in and we get the first big gulps.
We get the first big gulps. We get the first Japanese import cream puff.
Yeah.
Things that look, that are, you can find a million of them for literally like the equivalent of a quarter over there.
Yeah.
And they look like the most delicious thing I've ever seen in my life every time someone's like, and I'll just grab one of these while on my way out of the 7-Eleven here in Japan.
Get the like wasabi Slim Jims.
Yeah, you know? That would kill me probably, but. What a way to go. Do you want to jump in? Do you want to jump in? All right. We start off on an establishing shot of the house, of the samurai, the Shiba house. And we hear Emily saying, hello. And I was like, is that Emily or is that Mia? Because it's a little hard to tell sometimes.
Sometimes you can't really tell.
And then we go in, and there's Emily walking around like she's Velma lost in a haunted house. Like, I guess this you'd be more so Daphne.
Immediately, this episode is like, hey, we heard you about the dog thing.
Hey, we know that she's that you think that she's a dog, and she is. You're right. You did it. You cracked the code.
So she's walking around the house, like, looking for anybody, and she can't find anyone. And she's like, hello, yeah. Hello. And then instead of being like, I wonder if they left without me, I wonder if they've gone somewhere.
Yeah.
She says the words, I wonder if they went out without me.
Yeah. They went outside without me. I love outside. They know that. And then she goes around the corner to continue looking. And Kevin pokes his head out all sneaky. And he goes back in. He has like a plate of food or something. And then Mia walks past him with a laundry basket full of paper chains that are black and yellow. He's like, it's gonna be tricky. And she's like, it won't be. We'll just get everything set up and then we'll hide it for
she's
tomorrow.
Like, all we have to do is make all this stuff and then hide it. It's super
it's
easy.
So easy. We'll throw a sheet over it. She won't look.
She's not used to thumbs.
We'll just put food somewhere else in the house and she'll go there instead. And Mike's making a sign, and it's just his happy birthday, Emily. And they're planning a party. Obviously, a surprise party. These always go great in Power Rangers. Remember when they spent the whole day being like, we hate you, Zach? And then they were like, just kidding. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Zach. I never think about you, actually.
And he was like, oh, that makes me very sad. And they're like, he has no clue.
Because it was like, you want to hang out? And they were all like, not really. Not with you.
Yeah, they were like, no. Anyway, we'll see you at the juice bar at 7 tomorrow for no reason.
Yeah, you're going to be depressed for half of your birthday, but it'll be so worth it when we yell surprise. And you go, oh, man.
He kept being like, hey, anybody know what day it is? And they're like, yeah, Thursday and nothing else, Zach. Piss off. Mike also says that this is Emily's first birthday as a human without her sister. And I went, is she dead?
I also was
the way
like,
he says it is, it's like, she lost her sister. And yeah. Now she has a birthday.
Because they were vague about it earlier when she was like, my sister got sick and now I'm the Yellow Ranger. They were very right. vague about what that actually meant. And then I thought this was them being like, no, she's gone.
Oh, she has passed away.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned to see how that goes. But this is definitely her first birthday as a human also.
Yeah.
And Mike's like, it's cool that we get to do something special for her. And I was like, oh, this is sweet. I like this. And then there's a knock at the door and they all freeze. And then it slides open, and here's Jayden.
I had that same. I was ready to make that same exact joke because he pokes his creepy smile through that door the same way.
His skeleton ass triangle smile, and they're like, "What if she's?" And he's like, "Don't worry, Emily went outside." You know,
yeah, she's running around in the yard. She's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. Here's what we do. If we want her to not come in this room, we just run the vacuum cleaner in here. She'll freak out. She won't come in. So then they're like, all right, what about the cake? And Mia's like, well, I got all the ingredients for the cake. I just need to find some time to make it without Emily noticing. And they're all like, no. And she's like, and they're like, because she'll find it. We don't want to ruin
the surprise.
Risky.
It's too risky for you to be in the kitchen for so long.
So, and also Antonio already ordered one from a bakery. So don't worry about it. And she's like, oh, okay, ha, ha, ha. And then we cut to the first YouTube commercial for the new Power Rangers Reignition Zords, and we come back into the theme song. I will say this. They are 15-second long, unskippable ads.
Yeah.
It could have been worse, I guess.
It could have been worse. It is nice that it's toy ads for the thing I'm watching and not, like, anti-depression get-help ads or whatever. Because YouTube being like, I know you're almost 40 and you're sitting here watching Power Rangers.
Watching Power
Rangers.
Are you all right?
Maybe you need to talk to somebody, my guy.
I was watching something. I think it was the last time Ash was up. We were watching Power Rangers Samurai because I'm watching it again with her because I love her. And we're watching it, and the first commercial is for like a baby ass, look at these cartoon blobs mobile game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, ask your parents' permission to go online level of this is for children babies, right? And then the next one was for an AI productivity app.
Yeah.
And I was like, what kind of baby do you think I am?
Very, well, not sophisticated one.
No. Like,
sucker.
You can't.
They think you're a sucker. All babies are suckers.
Like, you might think I'm a baby, but the fact that you think I'm an idiot baby is insulting. trying to sell me AI product. It's like for your spreadsheets and whatever, the AI. And I was like, no, I don't, just call it a program. Just call it a program. We have words for these things. Not every computer program is an AI.
Yeah. I would argue that even though the chatbots are not AIs.
No.
They're programs.
So we come back from the theme song and we're on the boat. And Octoroo is worried about DeBoss because he's real mad today. He's like a stick of dynamite and could blow any moment. And
why?
Jamie's like, and?
Yeah, but also, like, what are you talking about?
Right?
All he does in this episode is sleep. He doesn't do a single thing.
He breaks a cup of medicine.
Well, yeah, because he's having, like, a bad dream.
Because he got the shakes or whatever. Like, that's, you know. But, like, Octoroo's like, and you helping out Decker and his, like, you're this, like, you save me, I'll save you back and forth. Will they, won't they, romantic crap isn't helping. So I want to pretend I don't even know about it just for deniability's sake.
Yeah. Ooh, ah, ooh.
Ooh, ah, ooh.
I say to you.
I'm on to you. Yeah. She's like, whatever. Like, I don't care. And then we cut from there to Antonio, who is fishing at the creek for bass, which is Emily's favorite. Mm-hmm. Cute. I did have to look up if this kind of stream that he's at would support bass, and it looks like it could. He says he's talking to Clawzord. Octi the Squidzord will not be appearing this episode. No. We're all about Clawzord now. Yeah. It's Clawzord time.
Clawzord's not on the screen. The kids need to be asking, where's Clawzord?
Where is Clawzord? And Clawzord has a... We'll talk about Clawzord later. It's... I'm not sure what to think about it. But
I don't...
Anyway.
Don't make it no damn sense.
No. So he's like, Emily was like the first person who welcomed me into the group, and she was so nice, and I wanted to do something really special for her birthday, so I got to catch her favorite fish, so she has her favorite fish. This also seems like a point in the is a dog column.
Yeah.
Because like, if someone was like, I got you your favorite fish to me, I'd be like, that rules. But also, like, if someone's like, I had to go out of my way to catch your favorite fish, I'm like, that's something you would do for a dog. We cut back to the river, and the boat's rocking, and then Xandru is, like, asleep, but then crushes a jar of medicine.
Yeah. And Octoroo's like, look, he broke his medicine. He's so mad.
He's the maddest anyone's ever been.
But he's not...
He doesn't say anything,
he's not doing
though.
It. He doesn't even wake up.
No, he's just asleep. What are we afraid of?
You could kill him right now, and you wouldn't even know.
It's like this. Xandrin is the daddy from Don't Wake Daddy.
Yeah.
And that's it.
If he catches us getting cookies in the middle of the night, he's going to whip our ass. So we better not wake him up.
He's going to wake up. His hat's going to fly across the room, and he's going to beat you. And there'll be commercials about that on children's television. So they say that, like, they got the river's rising because of people being sad. And I also thought that, like, maybe the world being the way it is a Nylock plan. And the Nylocks are clearly winning. maybe that's what's happening. Maybe Jaden fell asleep on the job.
Yeah. If they're not already here, they're well on their way.
Yeah, they gotta be. And in pops a guy who I am calling Barney Alabama. Mm-hmm.
His name is Splitface.
Yeah, he's made out of, I thought, barnacles for a second, but he looks like he's made out of the worry warts that popped out from the ceiling.
A little bit. They're like if you shaved them and made them and stuck them to a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just a bunch of mouths.
He's just a bunch of mouths all over the place.
It's like a bunch of chatter teeth, but if the chatter teeth didn't have little feet, they were just in like an oddball.
Yeah, and they just rolled around chattering. If the chattering made them bumble like a bumble ball.
Yeah.
That's them. But I called him Barney Alabama. And when he pops in, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go make people miserable. It's going to be great. And Shammy's like, well, you're making me miserable right now, so you're going to do a great job, I bet.
Yeah, she's like, I'm actually miserable every time I have to look at you. So I bet you're really going to kill it out there.
You probably kick ass at this. Then we go to YouTube commercial number 2 for Power Rangers toys. These ones are for Morphers Mass and the Blasters. We are 4 minutes and 18 seconds into the episode. There have been 2 15-second commercials.
Before this, there were 2 commercial breaks per episode. You could skip them. They were like 5 seconds and you could skip it.
Yeah, now it's 15 seconds unskippable.
Unskippable 15-second toy ads.
To their credit, it is always on a scene transition. It's not in the middle of a scene, which is nice.
Yeah.
But still, after we come out of this, we cut to Decker somewhere contemplating. He's like on a hill or something, and he's like, my cursed half-human, half-Nalog existence plagues me, and that's why I must feed Uramasa my blade.
Yeah, he's got it wrapped in a burlap sack.
It's in a big, long sack. And he gets down, he stands up, and he like walks down the hill, and he starts walking away, and he passes Antonio, and Antonio's like, I know what you have there. It's a big fishing pole, right?
Yeah, Creek's doing good. Nothing was biting this morning, but they're biting like crazy now.
And he's like, I'm not a fisherman. And he's like, ah, you're right. But he's like, okay.
Antonio gets like right up into his face.
He goes into full,
and he's like,
mall kiosk salesman mode.
He's like, listen, I got a new baby barracuda recipe I want to try. Do you want to eat some? Do you want to like have a golden moment with me and eat some baby barracuda?
you hungry enough for a golden barracuda moment? And he's like, maybe next time. And he's like, nah, all right. And then he starts walking away. I do like Antonio in this episode. Like, him going into salesman mode on some random guy in the middle of the woods is just funny to me. When he was fishing and he was talking to the lobster, he's like, and I'm going to fix you up right as rain soon. It's just like, it's like, you know, it's pretty charming. Even they have him, like, weirdly sequestered for a good amount of the episode.
Yeah, he is back to saying golden maybe too much.
Did he? I didn't notice it even one time.
He said it a few times in this episode.
My brain has auto-installed a filter on Antonio saying golden to protect me from it, and so I didn't even hear him say it. He starts walking away, and then Jayden calls. He's like, there's a dialogue. We gotta go. And he's like, all right. So he runs. We smash cut to downtown. Barney, Alabama is sucking the soul out of a guy's mouth.
Yep. It's not his soul. It is his spirit.
Sorry, you're right. It's his spirit. It's totally different.
And without any spirit, you just go nap.
You take a
nap. That's pretty accurate.
Maybe Barney Alabama got loose now.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I never want to get out of bed anymore.
Yeah. It's Barney Alabama's fault.
It's been 24 hours, so it's just like this now.
Well, rip. He like drops the guy, and then the camera like moves up, and there's like 30 other people down. We will get a head count in a little bit, but he's like, that was like 30. I think he says that was 30 people, but he's like, and now I'm still hungry for more. I can have some dessert, and he goes to get some more people, and yeah. The Rangers jump in.
He's like, I got a sweet tooth for spirited snacks.
Yeah,
and he's just gonna go Shang Tsung. Anyone he can really find.
Literally anybody. So Rangers jump in to stop him from doing this, and his trick is that he can pump in, he can split into a bunch of balls. Every one of his little mouths can pop apart.
Yeah.
And he says body swarm when he does this, and every time he says this like two or three times, every single time I was like, he's going to say body swap, and it's going to be a body swap episode. Finally, we're going to get another body swap episode.
Yeah, he takes the spirits out.
Puts them somewhere
else.
Mixes
them around.
And the chaos makes people sad. He gives everybody dysphoria, and then they get sad about it. No, we don't. He just says body swarm every time. Every single time I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to put Mike and Emily in each other's bodies, and then they're going to have to try to act like the other one. I cannot wait to see this.
Because they can't even act like their regular one most of the time.
Exactly. But also, then I was like, if you switch them around, it'll give them license to, like, free up a little bit. You know, like they don't have to worry about being them. They can just like be a little goofier. Maybe that would be pretty fun. But instead, that doesn't happen. Nobody swaps bodies. And he does end up sucking Emily's spirit out of hers, which is unfortunate. She falls down and Mia runs over and is like, Emily, are you okay? Emily, oh my God. And Emily's unconscious.
Now, I noticed now, we talked about her nose piercing.
Yeah, yeah. Did you find the nose or lip piercing too?
I just noticed the lip one. Yeah.
I noticed the lip first. And I noticed the nose piercing later, which is back if you follow her Instagram, which I do. I did cut out her handle out of that. You have to find it yourself. I'm not going to, because she seems like she's like, I am mostly a normal person. Every once in a while, I will talk about Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And like a little like kind of confessional sort of thing.
But we don't need to swarm her with Power Rangers fans.
No, I think the fact that like none of the Power Rangers accounts I follow at all, like the people, any fan accounts I follow, no Power Rangers, nobody follows her. She's free and clear. I'm gonna let her live in her peace. But I am also, it's appointment viewing when a new Brittany Ann Purtle reel pops up. but she does have a nose piercing back. And she did talk about one time when she was in filming for Power Rangers. I think it was the episode where, oh, what was it? Went up recently where they get sick, where they get stink breathed, and they're all like, oh, ugh. And she's like, so we're all laying in bed, like pretending to be sick. And we're in, you know, New Zealand where there's a bunch of spiders, and like the director, or the director of photography, somebody was like, hey, hold on 1 second. And I was like, okay. And then they walked over and grabbed a giant spider off of me that I didn't notice. Because I was just sitting there with a giant spider near me the whole time. And I was like, oh, that's fun. That's a fun little story. But yeah, she also does have a lip piercing. So she seems cool. She seems like she probably was cool at some point.
She was cool at some point, yes.
Now she's a landlord. She's a realtor, but she's also a landlord. And like, you know, that's between her and the pearly gates got to sort that out, not me. You know, that's that's all I'm saying. So he jumps back. Barney jumps back and he's like, hey, now that I got her soul, I got everybody else's here soul. In 24 hours, if you don't get it back, I get to keep the souls forever. They never get their souls back. But if you can defeat me, you'll get them back. And they're like, well, then we'll defeat you. And he's like, aha. But here's the thing. I'm going to go back to the river where humans can't go. And I'm just going to wait until tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait it out.
And your friend's going to die. Or not die, but have no spirit left in.
Yeah, they're going to... They will say afterwards, like, if we don't get her spirit back, all of them, like, they will just sleep forever.
Yeah.
Which means die.
Which is death, in a sense. And also, Emily will wake up later for 1 second. And I was like, if that, we would just get, like, bummed out nothing Emily for the rest of the season. And that would be bad. So, I hope the Power Rangers don't let her spirit die or whatever. They go to attack him. He turns into balls again. He goes to hit Mike. He hits Mike and Jaden a couple times. And he goes to, like, get Mike. And then Antonio blocks him. And this will be important later. And then he hits him in such a way that he's like, all right, never mind. I'm just leaving now. And he jumps into a crack in the wall and disappears. And then we get this shot of them all around Mia cradling Emily's unconscious body. And it's the sun setting. And they're like, the sun's already setting. Dawn of the final day. We only have 24 hours. This time next tomorrow, she'll be dead.
We have until sundown tomorrow to get her spirit back, or she's just sleepy.
She's just like this.
Yeah.
And then we go to commercial, like in-episode commercial, not YouTube commercial.
I don't think there's enough emphasis on that it's her birthday also.
No, I feel like...
It's like the bookends for the episode, but is none of the content of the episode.
They're like later when they're like, we have to get her back. They're like, I feel like one line about like, this is her birthday. We need to, you know, like, but they don't give it lip service. So we come back from commercial and Mentor is there. Emily's in a bed, sick, unconscious. And Mentor's like, the hospital said 54 people, including Emily, got. And we cut to like a hospital scene of like people running and like crying over their unconscious loved ones. It's like full in here. And Mentor's like, the hospital says they're peacefully sleeping, but we know that that's not true.
Yeah, but it shows the office guy that we saw get his soul sucked out, like the one that it first showed.
Yeah.
It shows him. He's just like nestled in bed. He's looking pretty happy. He's got like a little smile on his face. He's like, I'm just sleeping.
They're like, he's miserable in there. Look at him.
He's having a terrible time. We know. We know the truth.
Me, Mentor, a smart guy. So then they're like, we have to save her. We're going to save her. And then we cut to Antonio back in that little, like, clearing area near the creek. And I thought he was going back fishing because he was like, if I don't know what to do, I'm going to go catch her a bass anyway. God damn it. He doesn't. He just stops and he stops his cart and the, you know, Clawzord pops out. And he's like, I have to save Emily. We have to do something. And so he does this. He pops up a little symbol for Liv, I think, because he yells, Liv!
Yeah.
At the Clawzord. And it almost works, but it doesn't.
Hits him with it. He's like, oh, so close.
So close.
And it's like, what?
What are we looking for? How do I know that it's close?
What do you mean?
Right? Like,
I don't think you can write something more powerful than Liv.
Right, yeah.
So that is that the wrong? He's not, Clawzord's not dead.
No,
so maybe
he's just
Liv
like,
is just the wrong symbol.
Right, maybe strengthen or.
Yeah, revitalize.
Juiced. You know, something. Just what is the symbol for
fix?
like like Mountain Dew, right? Like just get, maybe he needs a Mountain Dew.
Just draw the three like monster energy drink, like the three sevens and then, that make the you know, M.
Bop him.
Get him with the energy.
Yeah, that might help. But it didn't. It was so close. Then we cut back to the boat, and Barney's like, filling the river up because everyone's sad about their loved ones being unconscious. Then we cut back to Mia, like, dabbing a wet cloth.
It's like April and Raph from Ninja Turtles 100%. When he's in the bathtub.
Just, like, dabbing her forehead with a cloth. And Emily, like, wakes up, and she's like, oh, what happened? And they're like, Emily, oh, my God, we're so sorry. And she's like, I'm sorry for letting him get me.
She's like, what's a girl got to do? Get some food.
Let's get some food around here.
She wants some food. Bring some food.
She's like, I'm sorry for letting him get me. And they're like, no, it's fine. Don't, like, you're going to be okay. Don't worry. And she's like, I know I'm not okay. I can tell something bad is happening inside of me.
She's like, I usually want to go outside and run around.
I don't
right
feel like
now,
playing.
I don't even want to stand up.
I don't even want to look at my squeaky toys. You could run a vacuum in here. I wouldn't even care.
I would just sleep through it.
I'd just be here. And they're like, oh, God, she's dying. Oh, God. And then she's like, anyway, falls back asleep. And they're like, dang it. And then Mike gets so upset.
He gets so mad.
He's so mad that he just leaves. He just like runs out. And they're like, Mike, wait, Mike. And they chase after him. And we cut to YouTube commercial. Flippy Head Power Rangers. That's right. For the fifth time, you can buy them again. Do kids want them? I hope you're watching the show also so you get them. But again, it's a show that was made in 1993. So they don't have cell phones on the show. And kids are going to wonder about that. You know, they're going to be like, why is it like
this? They have
this?
Communicators, which are kind of the same. It's like,
you know.
So kids aren't going to be like, why doesn't Jason just call Kimberly at the park? Because they try to with the communicator. So.
Right, because they'll try to. But why don't they just use their cell phones? And then their dad will be like, they don't have cell phones.
In a way, Power Rangers really was ahead of its time.
Really, if you think about it. And maybe one good thing can come from just reselling kids our childhood stuff is they'll go, hey, remember when things had colors and looked cool all the time? Everything is just a gray box now. We should change that. And then maybe that's how we can start fixing the world. We just need to show them that.
Yeah.
And then we should probably also show them some pictures of the 1990s Taco Bell, just so they really know what it's like to live, really live for once.
To live Moss.
You need to live Moss. You can't live Moss in this stupid square. They were painting I went to the Taco Bell the other day. They were painting it. They were getting rid of the purple even on the outside. It's an even grayer box now. For Christ's sake.
Ridiculous. How are you supposed to see it from the highway? You know what I mean? Like, the whole point of these ridiculous colors is so you can be like, oh, there's McDonald's. Oh, there's Taco Bell. Like, there's the thing I'm looking for.
Well, now
they all look the same. They're all the same brown gray box.
Yep.
With a logo up in the corner. And if you can't see the logo up in the corner, you don't know which one it is.
I saw a video that was pointing out, like, even the, like, weird little architectural details are the same. Like, they're all buying from the same company. Like, there's these, like, these little brackets that are just on the top above the awnings. Like, the awnings are all the same. There's little brackets, like, for decoration above them. They're all exactly the same. They're all buying from the same place for resale value. So that way you don't go, like, that place used to be a Pizza Hut because it's got the Pizza Hut hat on.
Yeah.
But I would rather go to a place that used to be a Pizza Hut because I go, oh, this used to be a Pizza Hut rather than like, I think maybe a Pizza Hut was, you know, like it sucks. It sucks so bad. And maybe by showing the kids, by trying to sell them 1990s stuff again, they'll be like, we should make things fun.
But even if this, if Taco Bell has to close and sell the building and like a dentist goes in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still like this is a former fast food building. We just don't know which one now.
Right now, this just somewhat used to this used to have fried food in here of some sort.
Yeah.
And that's it. Anyway, so Power Rangers Reignition on Netflix. You can watch it. You can buy toys at the store, I guess, if you want, kids.
I will not be watching it.
I will not be watching it. Part of me is like for a Patreon goal, maybe we should watch a couple episodes. Just
for
check
Patreon
it out.
Patreon goal, if you can get our Patreon back up to $750.
Yeah. Sellout money.
I will agree to watch Day of the Dumpster. That's it.
We will watch Day of the Dumpster and report back on what looks. I'll watch three different versions of Day of the Dumpster. I watch four different versions of Day of the Dumpster.
We will do a Day of the Dumpster
deep,
day.
We'll do a deep Day of the Dumpster
it
dive.
It is the Day of the Dumpster.
Day of the Dumpster. A deep dumpster dive into the different versions of Day of the Dumpster. And we'll watch the one that we have on DVD. We'll watch the one that's on Netflix. We'll watch the reversioned one.
Yes.
And the reignition one. And we will compare and contrast all of them. That is our promise to you if we hit 750.
Yeah.
So we come back from the Flippy Head commercials and Mike runs up to a wall.
It's the same wall because it's the crack in that pillar that he jumped through.
Yeah. And he starts challenging the crack in the pillar.
He's like, come out of there, you coward. And he's
you
like,
come fight me.
He's got his sword and he's like slashing it.
And then Mia and Kevin run up and they're like, Mike, this isn't gonna help.
He's like, this isn't helping anything.
And then Mike's like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm so upset. What do you want me to do? And I really like this. He's like so mad that like Emily is like dying that he's like, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna go challenge the pillar.
I just wish I knew why he was having such a strong reaction over everybody else.
Well, because they've shown that him and Emily are closer than anybody else. I'm fairly confident. Like there was like in the episode where she was like in episode 6, where she was like, I don't know, I just don't think very highly of myself. He was like, you need to stop talking about yourself like that. Like, and it, like they've been shown as those two being closer. I think they're hinting at he wants to marry a dog.
I thought they were kind of hinting that with Antonio, although his is a lot more innocent, just like she was the only one that was nice to me right away.
She was the first one that was nice to me.
On her birthday, I just want to get her a fish that I know she'll like.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but I think there's some, I don't know if they're like setting up a real romance angle, if they're setting up at the very end, they like look at each other across the table and go, we should go on a date, so, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, like a
Lily Theo situation.
Yeah.
But I think they're setting up something like that. Now that Papa Haim has the rights back, obviously, even the hints of romance will go away and like feel like they already have. Because like, even though there was no kissing allowed and they had to like dance around it, like for most of this of Jungle Fury, Theo's like, man, she's so pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could ask her out, but there's no way that's going to go well for me. And everybody like, you should try anyway. And he's like, no, I'll just die. It's fine. I'll take this to my grave instead. And then at the end, they're like, we should go on a date. And they like make eyes and it's cute. But like, that's like, there could be more there, but at least we had that. Now I feel like they're going to be like, anyway, the boys and girls get together when you'll never see them again. Don't worry. They make babies. They'll be fine. Where was I? Him challenging the crack on the wall. It is actually pretty sweet. I do like him being very upset. I think it really works. And then Jaden runs in after everybody else. I don't know why it took Jaden so long to get here. He's supposed to be in the best physical shape of anybody, but whatever.
Well, he left last.
Oh, okay.
Because he left last by like 5 seconds because everyone ran off and then he went to run. He turned back to Mentor and said, look after her.
Watch her.
And Mentor was like, yes, and just stood there staring at Emily over the bed.
Like an absolute creepazoid. So that's why he was late. So he gets there and they're like, we'll figure something out. We have to. And then the camera like turns and Decker's there just like all of a sudden.
I really thought, and I already knew that this storyline was out the window. I thought this was going to maybe be some kind of like the Thorn in the Lion's Paw kind of story where Antonio offered Decker a fish in these trying times.
So he's going
to
help.
And so to
that's
return
what I
the
thought.
Favor, he was going to be like, you guys cannot go to the river, but I can, and I will go in there and I will get him out so you can fight
I'll
him.
Drag Barney back out. Yeah.
Because he stops Jaden and he says, I thought this would be a good time for you to duel my sword, Uramasa.
Uramasa.
However, I can see that you are preoccupied, so it is actually a bad time. But even that, he could have been like, to help free your mind, I will help you help your friend.
Yeah, like if it'll make us duel faster, I'll go get, like, I will help, like, something. But instead, what he says is, you should sell your soul to the devil and become a Nihloc, and then you can go over there and get him.
I guess this does kind of, like, plant the roots for how, like, what happened to Decker.
Right, because they do ask him, they're like, you willingly chose this? He's like, I guess, I don't remember, but at some point I was an Nihloc, and now me and my sword hunger for blood.
He was like, did you know you can actually just become a Nihloc if you tell them you
want
to?
If you ask.
You can go in there.
Yeah, and you can go in there and you can get him.
And it kind of sets up something that doesn't pay off at all. Like, it kind of feels like how are the Rangers? Because for 1 second, I was like, how are they going to turn into Nihlocks and then turn back?
And then not be Nihlocks anymore. And then for another second, I was like, how kick ass would it be? Because in a second, Mike's like, all right, I'm going. And then Mia's like, well, you can't go alone. I'm going with you. And then they're like, all right, we'll all go. But for a second, I was like, are they just going to send, like, the Rangers go, they turn into Nihlocks, they come back, and now it's 4 half-human, half-Nihlocks and their dog, who's now a human, fighting the rest of the Nihlocks for the rest of the show.
That would be so cool. And they would all get sick blood skeleton forms.
I would love to see everyone's half-Nihlock form, yeah, because it, Decker is half-Nihlock, but Nihlocks are, like, based on sea creatures and then, like, a yokai, right? So, like, there's a couple episodes ago that just, there's, like, a jellyfish squid kind of guy. And I was like, he's also an umbrella, but he's a Tengu. I didn't realize at the time, he's also a Tengu. And it's like, they're you know, a yokai plus sea creature, which is pretty neat. But he's bones and blood.
Yeah.
There's very little sea creature about him. So I would like to see, is he coral? Maybe he's coral and blood. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's just because he was a human who became a Nihlock. So it was like,
yeah,
you're not of the ocean.
Right.
So you are a skeleton with the blood on the outside of your face.
I would like to see their half Nihlock bone demon forms.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
And then their dog, Emily, would be like, thanks for saving me, guys. Let's do it.
But we don't. Antonio runs up and he's like, hey.
He's like, wait a minute.
I figured out that the Clawzord can just pull Splitface out of there.
Pull him back, yeah. Because he's got claws, like a claw. It's a claw machine Zord, it turns out.
I thought they were going to, like, once he's fully powered, he can, like, tear a gap open and shoot and a just, hook shot in there, yeah. Right?
No, it's weirder than that.
It's way weirder and makes way less sense.
Before Decker leaves, Decker's like, when you become Nihlock, you'll be able to fight in a way that humans never can, so our duel will be even more glorious.
He jumps away over the overpass. He's like, yeah.
Smash cut YouTube commercial number 4 by our mass and morphers.
Yeah.
Then they're like, we'll do it right. And then eventually, like, yeah, Antonio shows up and he's like, I just need your help, but I think there's a way. Then we cut to the boat and Barney's like looking at a watch or something. I don't remember. He's like, soon, all these souls are going to stay with me forever and I'm going to get them.
Just sitting up on like the edge, looking out over the river, like, this is the life.
This is so good.
This is so easy. All I had to do was steal a soul and then hide for a day.
I could, I think we're immortal. I could do this for everyone on the planet if I'm just a little patient. And he is, because through no fault of his own does his plan fail, really.
Yeah, he is in no hurry to go anywhere.
Yeah, he's not like, oh, I better go check. Like, he's just like, no, I'm chilling here. I will be
he's
fine.
Like, I am confident I know how my powers work.
Pretty confident it's going to work the way I think it does. So then we cut back to the Rangers, and they are, there's the Clawzord is sitting on, I think it's on Antonio's little fish cart, and they're all just going ham, slashing and doing symbols and stuff. And the way I think it works is Antonio has the live symbol. They're all like, live, live, live. Like, and they're slashing, but they're all slashing in specific ways. And so I think the way it works is Antonio has the live symbol, and then they are putting together with their different slashes, it will create a second symbol. Because for like 1 second, we see like a bigger version of it, but there's definitely two symbols there, like two
characters. Oh, I thought they all were just shooting 4 different lives at it. Well, and Antonio had it on his phone. He was like tracking how well it was doing.
I think it's them adding a second character that's like really live, or maybe it's Liv Moss. They're
Liv
making
Moss.
They're putting the Moss together because he's like, that's what we need is to Liv Moss. I would not put it past this season of Power Rangers to be like, oh, the Hispanic character love tacos. Like, the fact that they made him a fisherman, I feel like is,
well, the Sentai made him a fisherman.
The Sentai made him a fisherman for sure. Yeah. It's just like, it's restraint on their part for them to be like, he's still a fisherman and not like, that's a taco truck now, you know, like something like that. Because not terribly delicate. Again, in 2025, it does read a little better than it probably did back then, because it's like, oh, he's just proud of his heritage. Like, he's not trying to hide it, which is, like, kind of nice in a world where, like, every single thing that Republicans don't like, they blame on DEI, and they don't even know what that really means. what it means is, I want to be racist loudly, yeah. And I am already, but I want to be louder about it. So,
I'm not...
So they're like, laugh, laugh, laugh. And then eventually the symbol pops out and it hits Clawzord so good.
And that each time he's like growing a little bit. He's like growing a little bit.
Popping a little bit. And it finally grows to big size Clawzord. And then that activates a symbol on Barney Alabama's tummy that just straight yoinks him back to Earth.
How?
Well, Antonio will explain that. And
no,
before...
he doesn't. He just says, you've been marked. But there's no explanation how that guy was marked.
Well, there's a shot. There's a shot showing him get marked. Maybe it's very quick.
I must have been blinded by the Fliphead toys.
You were so wrapped up in the... You're like, wow, those Fliphead toys look really bad.
I saw it so much. Maybe I could flip my own head.
Flip it into my body.
And I pop out a Power Ranger and I could save the world or something.
Watching those flip heads flip their heads, like, make... Because my neck has been hurting because last week my aunt had to go to the ER, so I went with her overnight. She's fine, but like, we were there for a while she was getting fluids. She got dehydrated, and then like that compounded some stuff, but like, they gave her a bunch of fluids, and I'm sleeping in a chair, and for the first like hour I'm like this.
Ugh.
And then they're like, we have a recliner that we could put in there, and I was like, oh, that would be great. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, my neck already is killing me from that. And so I'm watching them flip their heads and I'm like, I wish I could flip my head like that. I bet that would feel pretty good right now.
That would fix me, I think, actually.
My number one thing is, I would like to pull some of my body parts out and pressure wash them. I wish I could do that. Like, let me just get like my lungs out and just pressure wash them, because like I have like the leftover I was sick a month ago coughs. And if I could just
blast the rest of the gunk out.
Yeah,
of there.
I could just squeeze them out. It'd be fine, and then I'd be good. If I could do that with my brain a lot of the times, I bet that would help.
If I could take my left hip and just pop it off for a second and then like pop it back in.
Just shake
like,
it out a
just
little bit.
Just kind of realign it.
Yeah.
Like an action figure.
Right.
You know, pop it off, polish up the joint, pop it back
get,
on.
Get some of the dirt out. Yeah.
Because it feels like I need to get a good like big crack out of it, and I can't make it do anything.
Is it the front of the hip or the back of the hip?
It's kind of like right on the side.
Okay, so there's, if you...
Maybe it's a little more the back.
It's a little tricky, doesn't work every time. But if you raise your leg, like up, bring your knee up, and then bring your knee to the side, and you will need to be holding on to something for this, and then bend at the hips, like, quickly, sometimes that'll pop your hip pretty good.
I might have to try that.
Because I had to do that a little. I was looking at, because my hips were killing me a little while ago, and I was like, I need to do something. And so there's just like a couple like things like that. But yeah, it's just like up, over, so you're like splayed on one leg, and then bend at the hip as best you can. And then do that on both sides, and you can get pretty good pops out of them.
Because I've just been kind of like standing and like planting my heel.
Yeah.
And then kind of twisting, which will pop my ankle sometimes. And sure. Then like from there, trying to just pop my hip. So I don't know what position I'm like standing in and how ridiculous I look. But I'm doing this like at work sometimes. I'm just really trying to
like Gumby over
and, like,
there.
I can feel it kind of like
trying
pop. Like there's a little like a little bit.
Right.
But it's not doing anything.
It's not the good one. Yeah.
Getting older sucks ass.
It's not. It ain't fun, that's for sure. Anyway, Barney gets yoinked out of hell. And Antonio is like, they're like, what happened? Antonio's like, that's my buddy Clawzord. He's new in town. He literally says that. It's very funny to me. And he explains what happened. He's like, when we fought earlier, when he blocked you from killing Mike, I marked you with a symbol. And then that symbol is connected to Clawzord somehow. Once I got him big and juiced, he could just grab that symbol from anywhere in any dimension and pull you back here. How that works?
I don't know. I missed the part where we saw that he had got marked previously. I thought he just had the mark.
No, we do see it is very quick. It's like two or three frames, and it's like boop boop, and then it's right. But he does mark him How that works or why he knows about that is anyone's guess. But
he just found it out. Because when he did the live on him in the clearing earlier, he checked his phone after.
Yeah.
And it said, I can pull out things with that mark. And he was like, oh.
Yeah. He's like, oh, sweet, thanks.
So my friends don't have to sell their soul to the actual devil to go to hell to get their friend's spirit back.
I still wish it would have been something where, like, Decker was like, because he's got beat up a little while ago, so he's still, like, a little injured. I wish they would have been like, hey, here's some fried fish on the house. You look like you're hungry. You could use it. And then he's like, I will repay this because I am honor-bound, etc. And then maybe, like, Decker could go mark him. To pull, they could pull him out, but I don't know.
He doesn't have any symbol power. I don't know if the mark is a symbol power, or if it's just slashed a scar on him.
It's hard to tell
because it glows when the Clawzord grows. The mark on Splitface is glowing, and he's even like, "What the hell is this mark on
me? What is this about?" Yeah.
Does somebody write Pen 15 on me?
Oh man, I got Pen 15. Ah, beans. Is there a cool S at least? No. dang, no Stussy. Do you know those things have a Christian name and it's a Stussy? Did you know that?
I did not know it was a Stussy.
Yeah, it's a Stussy. And I'm mostly just saying that because I know Claire listens to the show and it's going to drive her nuts because she hates that. It's called that. So he tries to run away. Barney Alabama tries to run away. But the Rangers hunt him down like a dog and kill him.
Yeah.
It's amazing. He tries running. He jumps away at first, and then both Mike also, or both Kevin and Mia.
When he gets pulled back out, he also can't split anymore, right?
Yeah, because he the mark has him trapped in
the mark got him.
One form. He got marked.
Yeah. Because he tries, and he's like, "What do you mean this isn't working?" And they're just like, "We marked you, you idiot, and now you're
stupid man.
Now we're gonna kill you," and they do.
And he's like, I'm just going to run away. And they're like, we don't think so. And so Kevin and Mia shoot him with their bow and fan, respectively. And that knocks him down. Mike runs over, stabs him with the horse spear, and then Monkey flips him onto his neck.
Yeah. He says alley-oop while he's throwing him. And then as he's in the air, Splitface is like, alley-who?
Gotta get them jokes in, brother. We got a quota to meet. And then when he gets up, he's like, ugh. And then Jaden cuts him in half with the fire smasher.
Yeah.
And then he turns into big form. And then Mia's like, without Emily, we can't put the Megazord together. And then Antonio's like, don't worry, I got it. So he jumps into Clawzord. And now the Clawzord is big. It also has man mode. Mm-hmm. So he fights Barney Alabama with Clawzord for a little while. And then he turns it into man mode, which has a roulette wheel pop up also.
That is its face?
It's the face. And so each one is a different cardinal direction. We only see three. We see east, west, and south modes. East has big claws. West has a fan. South has two swords. North, I assume, has a gun.
It sucks that every time you want to use the two swords that are just hanging there on his belt, he has to, like, roulette wheel the correct
face. He has to
face.
Hope he gets south mode. Because he's like, it's time for the Beast of the East. And I was like, what does that mean? And then he
bam,
spins
bam,
it.
Bam, bam, Bigelow. He's summoning in Bam, Bam, Bigelow. To do a sloppy moonsault on him.
To be fair, man mode Clawzord's built a little bit like Bam Bam Bigelow.
He's a little bit Bam Bam Bigelow.
He's a little Bam Bam. And it spins the face to different like modes and like the symbol. I'm assuming the character is for east, west, etc. But then he has different weapons and different attacks. We never see north mode. Hopefully at some point we will. Also feels like it feels like each one of these is one-fifth of the wheel.
If he shifted into east, west, and south, did he start in north, or did he start neutral?
I think he started in east, because he starts growing, okay. And then he spins it. He's like, Beast of the East, and then it's the first one we see. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's right.
If there
so
is
he,
a
he
neutral.
Can deter- he just has to yell it, and that's the one the wheel will stop on.
Right, the wheel will stop there, because he's like, south time, and then spins it, and it stops on south, instead of being like, I guess we're doing south now. Yeah. Like,
I hope we get swords.
I would love swords. So he's fighting them, and then they call giant Moogies to attack, and then he just, like,
fires off two burning discs that cut them all up.
Just smashes them. Yeah, like, then we get the fifth YouTube commercial for the Zords again, for the Reignition Zords again. Then we come back. They're doing, like, he's fighting them, and he's doing okay, but there's, like, a little bit of the damn numbers game, and then Jaden's like, I got an idea, guys. And then they call their, the boys call their Zords, and I guess they're just like, Mia, do your makeup or whatever, and they leave because she's a girl. So
yeah.
So then they go and they get the samurai winger, and I guess they do like a yeah.
they so they have to get into their regular Zords to call the auxiliary Zords to yeah. make the samurai winger.
Right. Seems a little superfluous.
It's a lot. Because they also, they jump into the, when they get into their regular, their folding Zords.
Yeah.
It's like they jump up and go into them, and then they have to jump out of it to grab their sword and then fall back into it.
Yeah.
And then just call the beetle. Like,
yeah. And then jump, I guess they leapfrog from there into the new one. And then Mia's just
and then the
standing
folding
on
Zords,
the ground.
The folding Zords are just brushing their hair with Mia on the sidelines.
Like, yeah, they're just she's just, yeah brushing her hair, checking her eyeliner. Like, I guess they're like, it's literally like just do whatever girls do during this time, and then they leave, and they the boys go fight, and she's like, all right, I guess me whatever. So then, eventually he does go to Dirty South mode. He has two swords. I think he spins back to East to do the finisher. He says, like, claw pincher slash, and then Barney dies. And then we see Emily, her spirit returns, and she wakes up, and she's like, and then we cut to the hospital, and everybody else is waking up, and their families are happy. And then we cut to, like, later.
You can tell in the hospital that the direction that the extras were given, the ones that are, like, sitting there mourning,
yeah,
are, like, something really bright is coming in the window. Because they're
Cause
all
they're
just like
yeah. After we go to the hospital, we see everybody get back. We cut back to later. And Mia's, like, dragging Emily around the corner. And she's like, where are we going? Like, just tell me. And she's like, it'll be fine. Like, you're going to love it. Just come this way. And they go into the room. And there's, like, the big thing that says, happy birthday, Emily. And there's food. And there's paper chains. And there's decorations. And they all jump out. And they're like, surprise. And six up, someone says, happy birthday. And, like, you're yelling surprise. And they're like, surprise, happy birthday. It's like, what? Who said that? It's a surprise party or a surprise Odie, as my autocorrect.
Love a good surprise Odie.
Who doesn't?
Odie, also a dog.
Odie is also a really good dog name. And then Mike is like, hey, this is from your sister. And it's a card from her sister, whose name is Serena. I don't know if we knew that or not.
I don't think we did. If we did, I have forgotten it.
Same. And I did cry a little bit. And her sister's not dead, I guess. So that's good.
Yeah, she's just not here.
she's sick.
She's too sick to travel.
She can't travel. Yeah. So she's, you know, and they don't, it's 2011, so they do have Skype, but like, they don't know how.
It definitely felt earlier when Mike was like, it's her first birthday without her sister.
Like, the first, since her sister has passed away.
The implication was, and every other birthday also will be like this.
Right. They'll all be without her sister, but this is the first one. But this is also, maybe it's just the first one where she's not a dog at home. Yeah. You know? So
she's getting more than just like a chew toy or a rawhide.
Right. And then they're like, all right. And there's two candles on there. And I don't know if did the cake say happy birthday, Emily and Clawzord?
It did. Yeah.
Okay, and they're like, what? And Tanner's like, oh, it's Clawzord's birthday, too. And Emily's like, oh,
earlier,
that's fine.
When he was fishing, talking about getting the best bass he could find for Emily, the Clawzord was like, was just doing Clawzord stuff, but the way Antonio was reacting to it was like, it was jealous. And he was like, don't worry, I'll get you stuff, too.
I'll fix you up. It's fine. And so apparently it's his birthday, too. That's cute. Emily's like, you're the best. And Jane's like, no, Emily, you're the best. Mike was right when he said, you're the best of us, and you are the best one of us. And anyway, happy birthday now. And then Mia's like, all right, blow out your candles and on the cake. And she's like, oh, did you make my cake? And Mia's like, no, it wasn't enough time. We got it from the bakery.
Yeah, and Emily, relieved, is like, oh, that's okay. You were, like, super busy.
You were busy. It's okay. I want to believe, because, like, the first couple times the, like, Mia's a bad cook joke happened, Emily was like, I like her cooking.
She wasn't in on it. Yeah.
She wasn't in on the joke. And now they've just forgotten that. And so now she is in on the joke. But I would like it to be like, oh, that, I was looking forward to a cake from you. But it's okay if it's like, if you had, you were busy. I get it.
Yeah.
There was a guy made out of balls. So she blows out the candles. That's the end of the episode. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
Oh,
Emily's
no.
a dog. So that's the end of the episode, Josh.
Yep.
You started.
I did. Yeah.
So I get to pick the first best.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Good. I can just copy your homework.
Just change it a little bit. I think the best is the Rangers hunting down and killing Barney Alabama like a dog.
Yeah.
That was really... I could feel them being really mad at him, and that was pretty good. So that's my best.
Yeah. What we just talked about it. What else happened in this?
Oh, you had to listen to the tape. I couldn't tell you.
I think it's that. Just like the raw emotion of like, I can't believe you did this to Emily, the nicest person that we've all ever met right. in our lives.
Yeah.
We'll get her. We're going to get her back and you're going to feel it when we do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do like that. I think it is that.
All right. The worst I'm going to say, I don't know. Like, there wasn't a lot of like standout bad stuff, but I think the worst is something they didn't do, which like. They kind of set up at least two different ways they could have been like, Decker can go get him as like a sort of like enemy of my enemy kind of deal.
Yeah, because otherwise, why was he here?
He was just there to be like, I thought we could fight, but I guess you're busy.
He was only in this episode to be like, don't forget, we're going to fight later.
I'm in the credits, so I got to be in the episode. Yeah. Asterisk, Bulk and Bill and Spike were not in this episode.
I did not even know. Hey, can I go fix my best?
Yeah.
The best part of this episode was that Bill and Spike were not in it.
I didn't realize it until I said it a second ago. And you know what? It doesn't feel like there's something missing.
Not a single thing.
Weird.
Felt amiss. Yeah.
I also kind of liked this episode. So like.
I think the episode overall was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked the monster and like. You know, stuff. Yeah. The stuff that happened in it was good.
All that stuff you just heard about, so we don't need to say it again. Anyway, what was your worst?
I do think it's Decker. You have Decker interact with two different characters, both in ways that could set up him helping them.
Yeah.
Because he's honor bound or whatever. Just like right. just being kind of interesting as a bad guy. But instead he's just like, don't forget I want my sword Urumasa thirst for your blood.
My blade. And then he leaves. Also, I did like that Antonio didn't know that was Decker because he has not seen him outside of his blood man
yeah,
form.
And he didn't like run back and say, hey, I saw a weird guy in the woods. Because to him, he was just like, that was just a dude in the woods. He tried to get
I was
to,
also a weird
tried
guy
to
in
sell
the
him
woods,
a fish.
So he didn't want a fish. So, you know, that was a little weird. Who doesn't want a fish? But, you know, that's fine. Sometimes people don't want a fish right now.
Are they going to remember?
Oh, I would doubt it.
That he does not know that that's Decker, but all the other ones do because he's already. Well, do they know that he's Decker, or do they just think he's like a weird guy who showed up and was like?
No, they know he's Decker.
The
They've
Red,
seen him.
Red Ranger is gonna beat Blue Ranger's ass.
No, because he showed up later. I think it was in the Bride. No, that was before. I don't. He showed up again later, and they were like, "That's the guy who talked to us when Kevin and right. Jane were fighting."
Right, right.
But like he leaves, and then Antonio shows up after that, and like. Antonio still doesn't know that was Decker. Like, he still doesn't yeah. know that those are the same guy. So I'm hoping they do some more with it because I like it, but we'll see. MVP, I think I'm going to give to Antonio.
Yeah, I think so. The only other one I could see really giving it to is Mike.
I was considering giving it to Mike, and I just
think Antonio does a little more.
I think so, too. So congratulations, Antonio. Now we have to rank it. Here's the thing, Josh. This season's been rough, we'll say.
Yeah, that's a factual statement. Yes.
I think this is the second best episode of the season so far.
Do you think this is better than Day Off?
I think it's better than Day Off.
All I remember is that they went to the beach in that one.
They go to the theme park, and I think at the end they go to the beach.
Okay.
Or maybe they go to the theme park at no.
What was the monster? What did they do?
I don't know, man. And that's the one. That Day Off is the one where Jaden is fighting is trying to get the blade to work. He's trying to get the beetle disc to work.
Oh, he's like all sweaty and
yeah.
hot about it.
Yeah. I think this is better than that.
I think this is probably better than that.
I don't think it's as yeah. good as Sticks and Stones.
I don't think anything this season is gonna come. Going to reach the peak of Sticks and Stones.
I don't think so either. But I do think that...
I'd love to be surprised.
It would be wonderful if they did that for us, but I'm not holding my breath. But coming in at number two, Team Spirit.
Both are kind of Emily-centric. She's not in this one a lot because she's sleepy.
No, she's like, this is like the Madison gets turned into a statue version
yeah,
of
Yeah, but it is about Emily.
Yeah. And like I think it works.
And they talk about Emily a lot more, I feel like, than they talked about Madison in her statue episode.
Well, Madison was they were like, oh no, she's a paperweight. Anyway,
we'll fight the monster because we have to.
We gotta. And then Vita was like, I'm gonna kill you. I don't even think Vita was like that, like, I will kill you for my sister. Like
not nearly as much as Mike was for Emily.
For Emily. People like dogs more than they like humans, you know.
That's true.
Anyway, coming at number two, Team Spirit. I didn't see what the next one was called. It's like the Tengen Gate. something like that. It's not a word I recognize. Gate. I think it was Tengen.
Now we're sneaking up on the transition into Super. So are we going to start calling these mid-season finales? Because I feel like episode 20 is going to be something a little bigger than a regular episode.
I think so. Well, I think episode 20 is something about a duel. So I think that's going to be Decker versus Jaden.
Right. And by killing Decker and taking his power, that's how he becomes Super Samurai.
That's how they get super and they get cool coats made out of bones. They get bone coats.
Yes.
I doubt that. But then there's also two other, like, anyway, here's a Halloween and a Christmas episode.
Well, those are specials. Those don't count.
They don't count, but, like, when do they take place? Because I don't know. I feel like it's going to be weird. But also, we're going to have a guest on for the Halloween one because it's the worst rated Power Ranger Samurai episode on IMDb.
Oh, boy.
So the collective people are like, this is the worst Samurai episode, which means it's got to be choice.
This is as bad as it gets.
Yeah, Riley's going to be on for that one, so that'll be pretty fun.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
And also, I was just scrolling through the playlist for Samurai, not Super Samurai, and that is also the least amount of views on any episode of the season. So this episode had the second highest view count after the premiere, I think, if I remember right. I might have my own by the numbers segment going over YouTube view counts. Now that I'm paying attention to them, we'll see. We'll see if I remember, or if I can figure out a way to make it interesting. Other than like, here are some numbers, you know.
Yeah.
Because Benny knows how to make numbers interesting. I don't. That ain't my job. That's Benny's job. Anyway, we will see you next time for the Tengen Gate. But until then, may the power protect you. I actually kind of like this episode.
I thought this episode was okay. Oh boy. I had to pause it a couple times at the beginning to be like, they know about dog theory.
They know. They gotta know. They gotta know.